Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's go to the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3 The Phone. For joining us on the phone is our new best friend, Harrison Sanford. He is the co-host of Inside the Green Room. It is a production with Danny Green, who maybe you have been following all the sports news about what Maverick fans are interested in. Inside the Green Room, all episodes are available on Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube page. Hey, Harrison, how you doing, brother?
I am doing well, and I, just like you guys, I'm anxiously awaiting the news to kind of figure out where the podcast goes next.
Okay, so before we kind of get into this path, explain the podcast. How long have you been friends or co-hosts with Danny Green? How long has this existed? Because the way you made that sound, if Danny goes elsewhere, it sounds like you're going elsewhere with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The podcast will travel regardless of where he ends up. I've known Danny for over 15 years when he was one of the better high school basketball players in New York, and I wasn't one of the better high school basketball players in New York. And I took some steps towards the journalism route, and we linked back up. We decided to do the podcast last summer, about 3 days before he got traded to the Raptors.
Wow.
So our initial podcast was supposed to be a pilot, but it ended up being the real thing. And we've been doing the podcast with Yahoo Sports Canada since then.
Well, at least you guys got a little bit closer to New York with Toronto. But let's get down to brass tacks here, Harrison. You know, KT, I was unaware of you until our producer, my co-host today, KT, put you on my radar. And the things that you have been saying on Twitter about Danny seems to very much indicate that there's a fit from both perspectives here. So you're tweeting a lot about the Mavericks. Why don't you kind of update our listeners as to why you're tweeting so much about the Mavericks and what you see is going on here with Danny?
Yeah, I'm tweeting about the Mavericks a lot because Danny is thinking about the Mavericks a lot. As time has gone on here, he has really valued what the Mavericks have put in front of him. I think at the beginning of free agency, he was going to wait on Kawhi. And I think there's the part of him that still kind of wants to. But I think seeing what he has in front of him is a tantalizing offer. And he just wants some, he just turned 32 just last week. So there are some assurances that he wants as he continues his career. And it's in his Twitter bio. He wants to be, he gives respect to those who respect him. And by what the Mavericks are putting forth in front of him, it's a very respectable offer and very respectable responsibilities that he's being offered. So it's something that's on his mind. I spoke to him just as of 3:30 in the morning last night, Eastern time. So that just lets you know that the Mavericks are a serious consideration for Danny Green.
And has he always kind of had a little bit of admiration for Dallas, considering, you know, they kind of kicked around and pursued him a little bit, you know, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, for sure. They made the interest known back then. And obviously with all the time that he spent with the Spurs, he watched the developments with the Mavericks. and he has a great level of respect for Rick Carlisle and Mark Cuban, and Donnie Nelson, who's there as well in the front office. And so I think it's something that he's happy to revisit because it's a decision he was very close to making back in the day before he decided to take a discount to go back to the San Antonio Spurs in hopes of winning another title.
You know how the media game is played since you're involved in it, Harrison. We look at tweets and bits of information, and we start doing a little deductive reasoning. And so there was going to be something that you guys were going to be announcing at 4 o'clock today. Is that still happening, first of all?
We were attempting to do an Instagram Live just so we can update our podcast fans on what's happening with Danny. We wanted to really take them inside the decision-making process. But Danny's doing camps throughout the country of Canada, and he's in Winnipeg right now. So we have a little bit of worries as it pertains to the Wi-Fi feed and things of that nature. So we decided to put that on hold. But he will be announcing the decision on our Instagram and Twitter pages, and then we'll accompany that with an episode to follow.
Okay. Well, go ahead and tell everybody where they can track all this. You were kind enough to come on, so we'll give you the platform. Give us all the various platforms.
Sure, yeah. On Instagram, it's Green Room Inside. That's on Twitter, Green Room Inside. And on Instagram, it's Inside Green Room. And that's where we post all of our content from past episodes, and that's where we'll keep people updated throughout free agency relatively.
Okay, so one of the things I want to make sure I understand what you're saying is, as an outsider, it seemed all along that Danny was waiting to make a decision until Kawhi made his decision. I just saw a report 45 minutes ago that Kawhi might actually take days, and despite reports that the Clippers have been notified that they have been eliminated, that's not the case, and all three teams are in play. Are you telling me that Danny might make a decision that is not directly dependent on whatever Kawhi does or doesn't decide to do?
That's correct. I think Danny's gotten to the point where he's seriously considering passing on waiting for Kawhi to make a decision. He has to take care of himself, and he plays in the NBA, and he's very cognizant, as all players are, of what's out there on the market for him and for players like him or some of the contracts that have been handed out. So I think I know for a fact tonight he's meeting with his agent out in Winnipeg, and there'll be a serious huddle as regards to making a decision and weighing that against waiting on Kawhi to make a decision. And I think it's a very strong possibility that he won't wait for Kawhi anymore, because as I mentioned, just turned 32, he has to be sure of what he wants to do independent of anybody else.
So, Harrison, you had a great tweet yesterday just kind of talking about, you know, the case for Danny Green to the Mavs. You kind of outlined a few things. And one of the things, one of those bullet points was that he knows Doncic relatively well. How far does that go back to?
Well, when there was a lockout in the NBA, I forget the exact year, but he actually had to play in Slovenia for a little bit. Wow. So that's how he became familiar with Luka. And his game, and so they have somewhat of a relationship. I don't know how, I wouldn't say they're best friends, but
sure,
they do relatively know each other, and obviously Danny's very familiar with his game. He's a student of it. So that is a connection he has to the Mavericks. He also has a connection to Justin Jackson, obviously both of them going to North Carolina.
Yes.
And I actually spoke with Dwight Powell yesterday, who's a Toronto native, who's here for Team Canada Basketball. And he said he would be happy to have Danny with the Mavericks as well. So there are a lot of connections from the personnel standpoint that do help out the Mavericks in this recruiting effort.
Well, you know, here on our station, 105.3 The Fan, we have former North Carolina football and basketball standout Jesse Hawley, who is a part of that beautiful circle. So a lot of amazing things here. We're talking to Harrison Sanford. He does a podcast with Danny Green called Inside the Green Room. Now, what can you tell us that Danny knows or feels about the Mavericks organization, the staff, culturally, some of those types of things? Not personal connection to players, but what his views are of the Mavericks, especially, you know, he spent so many years in San Antonio as a chief rival.
Yeah, no, he has a great amount of respect for the franchise, and I think playing with Rick Carlisle is something that he would definitely be excited about. I think this year as much as obviously he played for Greg Popovich and he's played for Roy Williams, Hall of Fame level coaches, and as much as, you know, he loved what Nick Nurse has done with the Raptors, as a man who's played for Hall of Fame coaches, there has to have been times where maybe he second guessed or wasn't necessarily sure of if Nick Nurse's game plan would work. Obviously, it worked out. They won a world title, and he was very happy with him by the end of the year. But going to Rick Carlisle is going to be a totally different thing because you already have the credibility of his coaching regimen and what he can accomplish on the court with the team. So I think that is definitely something that helps the Mavericks in this sense. And as I mentioned before, Mark Cuban has reached out to Danny's representatives in the past. So there's always been a friendly relationship there. And Danny being one of the guys who always makes it his responsibility to shake people's hands and get to know other franchises, I think he has a level of respect for the Mavericks as he goes into, I guess, was it day three of free agency?
Yeah. You can tell anymore, man. It's just been a blur. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And Danny's 32 now, so, you know, he's been around. Do you think he would like the opportunity to kind of, you know, be seen as a veteran leader type to a team that's got let's face it, a young core with Porzingis and Luka?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that Danny loved about his experience so much with the Raptors this year. He was the voice for the team in their huddles, for whatever they, you know, any team gatherings. He was really one of the forces there that helped build some winning habits. With Kawhi Leonard, as you guys know, he's very quiet. He leads by example. But Danny was put into the vocal leader role, and that's something that he hasn't been able to do since I would even say his senior year of college, maybe. So I think he kind of relished in that, and he's a real part of the NBA fraternity. So he relishes to do something like that because those are things that Manu Ginobili did for him, that Tim Duncan did for him. So he feels like he owes it to the game. For as much as the game is given to him, this is part of his opportunity to give it back and still be compensated for it.
Well, Harrison, I certainly appreciate you giving us the time today. I know a lot of Mav fans, you were suddenly on their radar, and so they were interested to hear your insight. So good luck with the podcast, and who knows, maybe we'll see you in Dallas here one day, brother.
Yeah, maybe you guys should save some studio space. Huh?
We can, we've got an in on that. All right, take care. Have a good afternoon, man.
Take care.
There he goes, Harrison Sanford.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.